Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's get ready to rumble!
He's the fastest man on the planet. He'd have got there, rabbits.
Beers, beers, and more beers. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
What about Andrew King? Put him in the sack. Put him somewhere. He's too good for this game.
Round 21, done and dusted in the books. A round that saw Matt Burton soar high. It saw popular trading targets pretty much under-deliver. Also saw Tommy Turbo kept relatively quiet for his standards, but I think owners will definitely still take the score that he produced. Highs and lows, not many captaincy options. Rooster, star player facing suspension. A lot of teams in dismay with these injuries, suspensions and whatnot, and trades getting very, very few and far between. A huge, huge round to wrap up. Let's get straight into it with the Knights taking on the Broncos. Knights getting up in this one 28-20. I think the story of this game was Tyson Gamble shutting down that left-hand side of the field. Now, Kalen Ponga did score 71 points, but the likes of like Anari Tuala, Bradman Best, all these kind of guys were kept relatively quiet in terms of the expectations that we put on them. The star of the show for the Knights, Mitchell Pearce back, really steered them around quite well. Bagged a try as well. Mitch Barnett, 78. Jay Clifford, 71. Kalen Ponga, as we touched on, also a 71. Pretty controversial player with Lachlan Fitzgibbon. A lot of people are not impressed with his stint in the side, taking minutes away from guys like Mitch Barnett and Connor Watson. Tyson Frizzell with a 62 as well. As we said, Anari Tuala with a 59. The rest of the Knights side sort of floundering a little bit. Connor Watson, the only sort of notable name here. Then a Supercoach Robert with 36. Bradman Best, the most traded-in player this week, with a 27, which is not ideal for owners. For the Broncos, Frontesi New with an 84. He top-scored for them. A 77 from Herbie Farnworth. Corey Oates with a 66 and Payne Haas with a 61. A little bit lower than his standards he set in the couple of weeks beforehand. But Broncos played well. Left-hand side shut the Knights down quite well. Kalen Ponga, I identified as probably the best vice-captaincy option this week. And the stats suggested that the Broncos conceded 80 points a game to fullbacks. Ponga went under that a little bit to 71, so not too much against the stats, but it was definitely the left center that didn't live up to expectations. I think the Broncos conceded 63 points to left centers and held Bradman Best to a solid 27. There was some injury concerns with him. Apparently went off to hospital, but was confirmed that he was fine. It was just a regular checkup. The Raiders taking down the Dragons, 20-12, top scored by Joe Tarpany. An absolute freak of nature when he gets the minutes. The problem with Ricky Stewart is he just rotates these forwards way too much. Jordan Rapana with a 63, Tom Starling 60. I keep speaking Tom Starling's praise week in, week out. He just needs to get consistent starting minutes and play big minutes, and he'll be an absolute weapon. At the hooker role, apart from that, no one else scored really big points for them in a game that was pretty grindy. I think the Raiders will be happy to take the 2 points there. For the Dragons, Jack DeBellum with a 75, Tarek Sims with a 72, Jack Bird with a 61, and Blake Laurie with a 58. All sort of rounded up that for the Dragons, a side that, without Ben Hunt, I'm going to see them really struggling to make a run for September footy. Looked nailed on probably 4 or 5 weeks ago, but lost their star playmaker, and the other sides around them just picking up great fixtures and hitting their strides. We'll touch on the Titans later, but they've now won 3 in a row. The Knights have a brilliant run home. Even the Warriors, someone like that could make a push. The Tigers sort of win this week as well. The Sharks are there or thereabouts. So there's plenty of teams under the Dragons that are making a push for September footy, and I think the Dragons are just slipping at the wrong time for them, unfortunately. Speaking of sides sliding down the ladder, the Parramatta Eels go down to the South Sydney Rabbitohs 12-40. Even with Mitch Moses in this side, Parramatta just did not look attacking at all. There was no real threat happening here. South Sydney did switch off for a couple of periods in the game, which allows the Eels to get back into it. But the star of the show, Josh Mansour, 171. Who saw this coming? Mansour is putting up great numbers on the left-hand side, but I don't think we'd see Alex Johnson put up these kind of numbers. People were saying that Alex Johnson would go huge this game if he played. People are upset that Mansour took his points or whatever, but I think Mansour provides good base that Johnson doesn't provide. Mansour had, I think, 120 points after 25 minutes, something ridiculous, and just a couple of line breaks and a couple of tries really, really helped him. Cam Murray with a 92. Cody Walker with a 90. Owners, if you did captain him, you'd be definitely happy with that. Jackson Paulo with an 86. Be very, very interesting what happens when Alex Johnson is fit and back ready. What are they going to do with Josh Mansour? Is he moved to the right, or does he just go back to the extended bench? Who knows? Dane Gagai with a 77. Adam Reynolds with a 74. Damien Cook with a 66. With how barren the hook position is this year, you'll take a 66 from Cookie. Keon Kulamatungi with a 63. Latrell Mitchell with a 62. Latrell, when you see that the Rabbitohs scored 40, you would expect him to be in a hand, and especially when Cody Walker goes big, you would think hand-in-hand that Latrell would pair up too, but it was Mansour's day. Definitely took the chockies in this one. For the Parramatta Eels, Wonga Blake with an 81, Nathan Brown with an 80, Isaiah Papali'i with a 66, Ryan Madison with a 64, rounds out the top scores for Parramatta. As I said, I think Parramatta are really, really struggling, and they have a horrible run of fixtures to come home. If they're not careful, they could slip out of the top four altogether. With the Roosters making a bit of a run, but the loss of the Panthers this week obviously put a dampen in the Roosters' top four hopes. But if the Eels aren't going to pull their socks up, they definitely could lose that top four spot. The Warriors getting the job done over the Sharks, 18-16. I think if you're a Sharks fan, you've got to be pretty disappointed with this. Considering just the talent that you've got on paper, I understand you've lost Sean Johnson, but there's still some exceptional guys around there. The Warriors are struggling without some of their star men, but two star men for them. Josh Curran, 110, and Reece Walsh, 101. As a Reece Walsh owner, this is sort of the time of the year that I was aiming for him. Rounds 21 to 25, his draw is phenomenal. Goal kicking, which always helps. So 101 from Reece Walsh. He was also my captain this week, so a bit of a big play there, but it paid off in dividends. Ewan Aitken with an 89, backing up his fantastic performance last week in the back row with another good score. Matt Lodge with a 75. He is facing suspension, unfortunately, 2 weeks, so we'll have to wait for the judiciary hearing to see what happens with Matt Lodge. But a 75 from owners, you'll take that all day long. Peter Hicku could be a really sneaky pickup in the centre wings for the run home. With the Warriors draw they've got, Peter Hicku has a fantastic base on him, and I think there's some upside definitely there for him. He bagged a 65. Adam Fennell-Blake with a 62 as well. For the Sharks, though, as I said, I think they'd be disappointed with this loss, but there was a positive takeaway from this. Will Kennedy continues to be a very, very improving fullback week in, week out. 104 for him this week. Britton Nakora with a 77 as well. Not obviously Supercoach relevant, was in years gone by, but seeing him play good footy without Sean Johnson is always a handy thing as well. Jesse Ramien, to see him score 68, I was very, very surprised with this, considering he was on about 17 at halftime. Had a couple of you guys message me saying how poor Ramien has been, and I definitely agreed, but to see him get 68, and I think all he had was a line break assist, which is 8 points, which is, yeah, you'll take that all day long. Blake Brayley with a 60, Connor Tracy with a 52, rounds out them. Siva Talakai went for 47, could have gone for a whole lot more. Did have that try ruled away from him with the obstruction, so could have had another 30 points or so to take him up around the 80-point mark, which would have been ideal for guys that are still holding him and playing him week in, week out. The next game, as we said, the Roosters going down to the Panthers, and this was Matt Burton's day. 134 for Matt Burton, 93 for Viliami Kikau, 63 for Dylan Edwards as well. But yeah, Matt Burton steering the show around, proving what he can do in the halves. And if you're a Bulldogs fan, you've got to be pretty happy with this performance, seeing him definitely show his skills. Did post on Facebook that it's funny that the Bulldogs did knock this move back originally, and then came back crawling for it. But I think in hindsight, having Matt Burton in the Penrith system for one more year was the best play for them. It's going to allow Matty Burton to just develop a little bit better. And yeah, who knows what's going to happen with him in the future moving to the Bulldogs.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
For the Roosters, James Tedesco with a 99, Victor Radley with a 95, Joey Marnie with a 95, Angus Crichton with an 80. Angus Crichton will be going to the judiciary. Pretty much his regular season is on the line. If he challenges this and fails, it is a 4-week suspension, which will take him to finals week one. If he challenges and is successful, he's obviously free to play. It was a crash tackle on the left-hand side of the field. If you guys didn't see the vision, I did post it on the social medias. Go check it out. Leave your thoughts whether you think he'll get off or not. people are saying that it's a bit of a joke that he's going to get 4 weeks for that, but those carryover points do matter. We know Angus Crichton has been suspended a couple of times. Personally, I think he'll be getting off. Looks like a tackle that he can't really do a whole lot in. Daniel Tupou with a 64 as well. Not really much else to talk about here from the Rooster side of things. Satili Tupanua was named in the centres and only scored a 16, which isn't great for owners of him. And Sam Walker only a 33 as well. Looks like he's lost the goal kicking with Adam Kieran in the side. The next game for the weekend of footy sees the Seagulls going down to the Storm 18-28. I think if you're a Manly fan, there's a lot of positives to take away from this. A lot of people are claiming the referees won this game for the Storm. And while I do agree that there was definitely some dubious calls going to the Storm's way, it didn't excuse the fact that Tom Trbojevic dropped the ball cold on his own goal line, had it stripped from Cam Munster. And also Josh Aloye dropped the ball for kickoff. That's never going to leave you in good stead when it comes to facing the Melbourne Storm and what they can do. For them, Ruben Garrick, 100 points topped up for Manly. I guess it just shows that Ruben Garrick is pretty much match-proof with the goal-kicking that he possesses. Even without the tries, it's still around a 40-point game or so. So that you'll take that from him. Tom Trbojevic with an 85. Melbourne have the least amount of 100-point games to anyone in the NRL. And they kept Turbo sub-100. If you did captain him, I guess that's a positive. Yeah, you'll take that when you see Turbo gets an 85 against the Storm, although it is below his usual standards. For the Storm, Cam Munster topped this one, 84. Cam Munster this year has been a bit of a weird one. Hasn't really gone huge, but hasn't really failed you either. So 84 is around about in his wheelhouse, and you'll take that. Justin Olin with a 79. Jerome Hughes with a 65. Harry Grant with a 62 also. I just can't see anyone wrestling this premiership off the Melbourne Storm right now. You've got to think they've still got Pappenhausen to come back fully fit as well. Harry Grant is just hitting his strides also. So there's plenty of positives to take from this Melbourne side. I think Panthers are going to be the ones to shake it up if they can get all their troops back fully fit. The Tigers in a pretty scrappy affair got over the Bulldogs 16-28, top scored by Luciano Leilua. Adam Dewey with a 75 as well. Just Adam Dewey continues to be putting scores out left, right and centre. A fantastic option for you guys that picked him up. All the way back in about round 10, I think it was, when he started to really hit his strides. Went back to the centres for a little bit, and then everyone jumped back on him when he was at 5'8". You'll take that all day long. Ken Mamalo with a 70, and Alex Twar with a 59. Rounds out the Tigers' sort of best performers on the day. For the Bulldogs, Nick Meaney with an 81, Corey Waddell with a 79, and Jake Avarillo with a 62. As I said, this was a pretty scrappy game here, and it's hard to take much away from this. As a Tiger supporter, as a Bulldogs fan, I guess you just got to be happy that the fact that you guys are still hanging in tight, despite the fact that you are lacking a bit of star quality on paper, which you will definitely be getting next year, which is a huge positive. And the final game of this round, the Titans 36 over the Cowboys 14. The Cowboys put on a bit of a flurry at the end, and the Titans had a consolation try to round it up. AJ Brimson with an 84, David Fifita with an 80. Fifita continues to score tries and be very, very impressive week in, week out, so you'll take that as an owner. A lot of people are worried about him playing off the bench. I think it's probably the best place for him right now coming on against some tired teams. It'll be interesting to see how they go against South Sydney Rabbitohs next week. We know that the Titans sort of have been getting on the front foot in the first 15, 20 minutes of games, and Fifita has come on and really polished that off. Against South Sydney the next week, I don't think they're going to have the luxury of being on that front foot. I think South will take it to them and really put Justin Holbrook and the Titans on the back foot. And maybe that changes up Holbrook's approach for this game. Bo Fuma with a 77, Toby Sexton with a 66, Tino Fa'asuamalau with a 64, Corey Thompson with a 64, and Brian Kelly with a 61. I think Ash Haller played good in this game in parts. He scored a 60 in Supercoach as well. He doesn't have a contract for next year, so it will be interesting to see if any NRL side does take a punt on him or whether they go down the route of sending him to the Super League, and hopefully he develops there for a couple of years. For the Cowboys, though, Kyle Felt with a 91, Val Holmes with an 81, Reece Robson with a 52. Not too much here to talk about. Looks like Jason Tamalolo was playing on an edge. Not getting many attacking stats out there, not getting much defensive stats out there either, so not too sure where Todd Payton is really going with this moving forward. I'm seeing a lot of people questioning the pass score this week. I mean, I'm not in overall contention anymore, but I did score a 1200. There or thereabouts come updates. I scored an 1182. So if updates are kind, it'll push me over to the 1200 bracket. That included scores of 25 from Corey Hadwear and Nyrax. I was forced to play him. An AE of a Hayes Dunster with a 15, Josh Adokar with a 16, Jerome Luai and Jason Saab. So if you guys manage to field a full squad, There's definitely a chance for you guys to post up a good score, but I think anywhere around that 1,200 plus will be very, very good moving forward this week. But for now, just a quick little roundup. No guests this week, so getting out nice and sharp for you guys. But yeah, for now, keep your friends close and keep your pods closer.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.